Favorable contrast. Going the extra mile turns a spotlight on you and gives you the important benefit of favorable contrast with others. An inspired window designer at Marshall Fields once filled a display with handsome ties. In the center was a full-length mirror. Businessmen who stopped to look at the display admired the ties and then saw themselves in the mirror. By contrast, their ties looked dull and shabby. Many were tempted to go in and pick up a snappy new tie, which looked so much better than their own. That's the power of contrast. People are always making comparisons, and we notice the things that are different. If you render more and better service than others, you will naturally stand out in bold contrast. Wise employers are very alert to the power of contrast, and they reward the employees it highlights. Some do decide to ignore that contrast and reap the benefits of extra service from their workers without compensating their workers. But the spotlight of contrast is bright enough that their competitors will sooner or later see the person standing in it. There are so few people who step into the spotlight that if it shines on you, others will notice soon. Pleasing attitude. When you do more than you are immediately paid to do in a willing and cheerful manner, you develop a positive, pleasing attitude, the cornerstone of an attractive personality. When you have an attractive personality, you can get almost anyone to behave toward you exactly as you wish. That's something worthwhile, isn't it? Treat other people precisely as you wish them to treat you. Apply the golden rule. If they don't respond at once, keep at it, again and again and again. If it never works, then you need to decide whether you want to keep working with these people. It may be the time to fire your employer. Personal initiative. Personal initiative means doing what needs to be done without being told. It is the most outstanding trait of the American personality, yet sadly, it is a quality missing in many people. Going the extra mile develops personal initiative because you don't wait for things to happen, but make them happen. When your mind is always focused on doing the best job possible, you are forced to look at every situation thoroughly. No doubt something will have to be done that is out of the ordinary. Part of your service is getting this thing accomplished, and that means putting personal initiative to work. There are people who go through life rendering extra service yet wind up in the poorhouse. They are honest and dependable, adjectives for traits that give others the chance to cheat and exploit them, and they never do a thing about it because they lack personal initiative. It's one thing to cast your bread upon the waters. It's another to pretend not to notice when it just comes back wet and soggy. You must use personal initiative to see that your efforts are expanded in the right areas. Investigate to make sure that the people you work for are honest and trustworthy, that they aren't about to go belly up and be unable to pay you. And if you find yourself deceived, find yourself someone else to work for. Personal initiative is not simply for the benefit of others. Self-confidence. Going the extra mile builds your conviction that you are doing what is good and right. It puts you on better terms with your conscience, and it gives you faith in yourself. Sometimes the hardest person to get along with is the one who uses your toothbrush, the same one you see in the mirror every morning. Talk to that person. Explain your plans and purposes. Seek cooperation. Outline your strategy for rendering extra service, and then listen to the answer you get. If it's doubtful, you need to spend a little more time selling yourself. A man who was ragged and downcast came to see me once. I recognized his name as that of a once prominent restaurant owner who had recently lost everything when his partner went bankrupt. He wanted my help. I asked him to stand in front of a pair of drapes, and I told him that in just a moment I was going to introduce him to the only person in the world who could help him regain his self-confidence and overcome defeat. Then I yanked the drapes open to reveal a full-length mirror. He stared at the mirror for a few minutes, speechless, and then left my office with thanks. Months passed before he strode into my office completely renewed. His thanks now were effusive. He had reminded himself of his skill in business, found new backers similarly convinced of his abilities, and was currently running one of the most popular spots in Chicago. When you build your self-confidence through the knowledge that you are giving the best possible service, you develop the reserves of determination to see you through dramatic setbacks without the kinds of theatrics I had to employ with this fellow. Trust yourself, and you will always have someone to rely on.